The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed. Love that. Disease is dead. Who doesn't like that? And where you can be set free from your health problems when you become your own doctor, when you get educated in underlying root causes and you apply functional techniques, natural techniques, and anything that you learn to allow your body to heal by itself. If there's one thing I've seen in the last 15 years of being a holistic physician is the power of the human body is so extravagant, and yet conventional medicine in its approach of symptom management is ignoring engaging natural healing processes. It ignores the fact that there is an underlying root cause, and that when you identify what your root health issue is and you solve that, everything else flows. The body naturally knows how to heal itself. And today we're going to be talking about how to bounce back and or heal from arthritis, a joint condition that affects so many Americans today. I read one study that said it's up into the neighborhood of 56 to 60% of Americans to some degree are dealing with joint discomfort, joint pains, and would be labeled as having an arthritic diagnosis or an arthritic condition. So today, we're going to discuss what are the common causes. Why is it that we end up with arthritis? And here's the crazy thing. It has nothing to do with your age, because so many people that I work with will say, well, Dr. Ernst, I have arthritis in my neck, back, hips, knees, joints, wherever, because I am 60, 65, 50, 45, whatever. I'm going to break this to you direct, okay? If your arthritis was caused by your age, remember, cause, right, has to be the cause and the effect. If the cause is age, then everyone who hits the arthritic age would have arthritis. Remember, cause always leads to an effect. So if age caused arthritis, we would hit the arthritic age and all of a sudden our joints would start decaying and falling apart. And while it's common for people to have arthritis, it is not the way it should be. Okay, healthy individuals can live to be 60, 70, 80, even 90 years old and have no arthritis. How do I know that? We have patients that are in that classification and age range with no arthritis. Yet at the same token, there can be teenagers and young adults, 30, 40, 50, that have arthritis and have been told by their conventional physician a lie. It's because of your genes or it's because of your age. And so I want today to break apart for you, no, that's not the case. If you're someone that has arthritis, there's always an underlying cause. And it's a deep-seated issue that we have to discuss called global inflammation. Okay, medically, anything that ends in itis is just the definition of an inflame. So itis means inflamed. If it's pancreatitis, it's an inflamed pancreas. It's arthritis. Arth is joints medically, so the word arth is joint. So joint inflammation, arthritis. It's funny, isn't it? The name itself tells you what the underlying cause is, and yet there's nothing done to find out where the inflammation is coming from, usually with conventional medicine. So instead, the treatments are take a medication, use an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory. So they'll acknowledge it's inflammation, but they will say, well, let's just try to block it rather than figuring out where it's coming from. The analogy would be your check engine light is going off on your car. There's a problem. We know there's a problem. The medication would be to take a piece of tape and put it over top of your dash so you don't see the light. Don't see the light. There's no problem. You guys all understand, right? If you did that, your engine would eventually explode, fall apart, whatever's going on. The warning sign, the light, the alert is the check engine light. The warning sign, the alert is the arthritis pain. The pain is there to tell you, you need to pay attention to this, okay? If you've listened to my shows for any duration of time, PAIN stands for Pay Attention Inside Now. The acronym PAIN, Pay Attention Inside Now. If we're not paying attention to what's going on inside of our bodies, we're going to end up with check engine lights going off left and right. And if you follow conventional medicine, they're going to end up with medications left and right to just bandage, mask, and or hide the underlying cause. So when we talk about arthritis, here's what you need to know, okay? It's a joint inflammation. And because your joints are all throughout your body, you've got them in your hands, in your wrists, in your elbows, in your shoulders, in your spine, you have them in your hips, in your feet, they're everywhere. There's a joint in every single region of your body that moves, and arthritis can be a global systemic issue. Because of the most common form of it is what's known as osteoarthritis. This is where the tissue inside the joint, so the spacing, the cartilage, the what allows for a soft glide, wears down and or decays. We know why, but conventional medicine will usually say it's because of your age or genetics or some sort of trauma. That joint tissue wears down, and then the natural protected soft sort of cartilage that allows for the joints to glide wears down, and then pain receptors start getting signaled, and then bone to bone can start to happen, and joint spaces start to decrease, and then you get the classic arthritis diagnosis, okay? You have degeneration, you have decay, and oftentimes we're being told conventionally there's not a lot that can be done to solve this or reverse it other than taking a medication. So I want to go deep into a couple things, okay? Number one, if you're someone who's been struggling with arthritis, joint pains, you know, that morning stiffness that's making it feel like you're 80 years old even though you're only 40 and it takes you hours to get things moving, or if you've got a known diagnosis of an osteoarthritic degenerative arthritis condition, we can help, okay? I'm offering for any listener the opportunity to have a free 15-minute phone call with us. Once we discover where the arthritis is, we can start going down into the path of figuring out what's causing it, okay? What's the root issue and why is it there? Our techniques using chiropractic and physiotherapies and functional medicine has been wildly successful with helping people to overcome joint pains, back discomfort, neck discomfort, arthritic issues, disc issues, etc. So if you're looking for a way out of pain, a way out of arthritis, a way out of joint issues, do me a favor and text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. My team will connect with you directly and get you into my call schedule. Let's chat. Let's figure out a way to get you out of pain fast and get your body regenerating joint tissues instead of degenerating. It can happen. We've seen it, but we have to figure out the underlying root cause. So again, if you'd like to chat, it's a free conversation, 15 minutes. Last time I checked, a conversation with an MD, physician, medical doctor, anybody who's in the healthcare field when filing through insurance or copays, $45, $50, $70. This is a free 15-minute conversation with me to discuss what are your options using holistic, natural, functional approaches to not just getting your joint pains back, but possibly even creating regeneration and regrowth. Again, text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. My team will connect with you. They'll work on getting you into my schedule, and let's figure out what we can do to get you healthy. Okay, so what are the conventional and or classic causes of joint pains that are not being discussed? Okay, number one, okay, you have to understand this. Breakdown in collagen is the primary reason for a joint to decay and or become arthritic in the first place. Okay, one theory that has actually now been proven is that when you're low in vitamin C and you have either pesticide and or heavy metal toxicity, this decreases the production of a molecule called procollagen. And also, listen to this, vitamin C deficiency and heavy metal toxicity causes the genes in your body that are supposed to express collagen. Collagen is a protein. Your DNA has enzymes that land on it and make proteins. If we tightly bound and sort of close that gene, then you can't produce collagen. So if you have a vitamin C deficiency, which nearly everyone we test does, or you have heavy metal and or organic pesticide toxicities, which again, almost everyone we test does, your body physically cannot produce the collagen that is needed to keep the joints healthy and sustained. especially the cartilage tissue in between. So if you think about it like this, if I'm losing collagen production week in and week out, day in and day out, I'm going to have degradation of my joint tissues. Now, this doesn't show up immediately. It can take 10, 15, 20, 30 years for this loss of collagen and breakdown of the cartilage tissue to be present and diagnosed. So do you see how a lot of people will say, well, it took me 40 years to get this arthritis, so therefore it must be my age, when in fact it's the heavy metal toxicity, pesticide issue toxicity, vitamin C deficiency that shuts off the pro-collagen production at a genetic level. Guys, this has been researched over and over again. If you increase collagen production, which I'm going to show you how to do in a moment, you can actually help the joint tissues to become more resilient and to prevent degeneration from taking place. We also know that your weight has a direct reflection on the likelihood of you having arthritis in a joint. Of course, your hips and your knees and your ankles bear the weight of your body. According to Arthritis Today, listen to this. For every 1 pound of weight that you have excess, you're putting 4 pounds of weight on your hips and your knees and your ankles. So a lot of us have 10, 15, 20, even 30 pounds of weight that we need to lose. And so if you do the math, I mean, that could be 40 or 60 or even 90 pounds of pressure placed onto your joints. So getting your body into the right areas of its weight, losing even 5 pounds of weight, can drastically reduce your risks and also the direct impact that arthritis has on your joints. As I mentioned to you before, arthritis is an inflammatory condition. Itis is the medical description of an inflammation, arth being your joint. So arthritis is just simply saying there's joint inflammation. And we know that your diet is one of the major sources of inflammatory issues, specifically because in the United States, of course, we consume high amounts of refined oils, seed-based oils, artificial ingredients, refined carbohydrates, inflammatory foods, processed animal products, dairy. If you want to talk about one thing that you can do right now that will make your joints love you and feel so much better, is to decrease and or stop dairy consumption. Dairy is a known inflammatory product, and there's even what's called a reactive dairy arthritis, which if you've ever experienced this, you decrease dairy consumption or you eliminate it completely. And some people say, my gosh, all the pain in my joints disappeared. It was a reaction to the sensitivity of a protein found in the dairy. This means, of course, milk and yogurt and cheese and things of dairy base that you would need to get rid of. And it's also potentially because, again, we consume so much of this inflammatory products in our foods that we're just aggravating the joints. Highly processed foods, even food sensitivities, those are when you react to a certain food, have been linked and connected to arthritis. In 2016, the Journal of Nutrition and Diabetes found that adults between the ages of 20 and 30 that drank soft drinks sweetened with high fructose corn syrup, and you know which those are, right? The classic sort of soda pops, were more likely to develop joint inflammation and arthritis than people who did not. This was a significant finding, showing it's the fructose corn syrup and the acids found in those carbonated beverages that leads to a degradation in the joint tissues. In 2018, the journal Rheumatology connected your diet directly to the likelihood of having an arthritic condition. And again, if we are eating pro-inflammatory, toxic foods that are high in dairy, grains, and seed oils, canola, vegetable oils, etc., we're only aggravating it by basically increasing the inflammation within our body, which leads to the itis, and then our joints pay the price for it. Eating an anti-inflammatory diet of whole foods, again, this is very simple to do, can reduce symptoms and also your risks of developing osteoarthritis. According to the study in 2018, the journal Rheumatology, if you increase antioxidants, which comes from your green vegetables and also colored vegetables and colored fruits, berries specifically, you increase polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are found in nuts and seeds and fish, vitamin D and vitamin K, and vitamin C, these were all crucial elements found to reduce the pain associated with the arthritis and even to a degree help with regeneration. Another one that we have to discuss when we're talking about causes again is going to shock you is what your blood sugar levels are. Okay. There's been a massive connection between people having diabetes and ending up with arthritis. So much so that the Clinical Journal of Geriatric Medicine found that 52% of diabetics had osteoarthritis and joint pains. Whereas people without diabetes, it was only in the 25 to 27% range. Almost double your likelihood of having arthritis in your joints because of having elevated blood sugars. And why is that? Sugar is a known inflammatory agent. It physically inflames your joint tissues. So if your blood sugars are elevated, as the blood is flowing through your body, you become inflamed. And this cytokine sort of storm that reacts leads to an issue within your joints. Final, and this is something that you're going to learn very importantly on how do you clear arthritis, it's the physical alignment of the joint in question itself. So if it's your hip, we have to start looking at the alignment of the hip. Obviously, I think it makes sense. Let's use an analogy of your car. If you take your car tires and they're brand new and we de-align the car, we turn it by 10 degrees to the left and we set that as the natural alignment, the car is going to list to the left, so the driver is going to fight with the steering wheel and keep it straight, and that creates an abnormal wear and tear on the tire simply because it's out of alignment. Now, the only difference between a tire and your body is that a tire is an inanimate object. It is not a living structure. So the unique thing is this. If your joints have been out of alignment, which has led to the arthritic osteoarthritis or the degeneration in the joint, and you realign the joint using chiropractic, physiotherapies, etc., the tissues can actually begin to regenerate. The body's a living structure. So when the pressure comes off from the alignment being out, when the alignment goes back and the inflammation is decreased, your body can say, hey, we need to increase the collagen production. We need to increase joint spaces. We need more synovial fluids. And when I come back from our commercial break, which is coming up in a couple minutes, I'm going to teach you the top 8 techniques that you can use right now to begin to stimulate regeneration of your joints. How do we get them to begin not only just being pain-free, but actually growing back? Yes, you heard that right. Physical joint regeneration to where spacing can return, alignment can return, glide can return, and pain disappears. So if you're looking for a natural solution for joint pains, of course, pay attention to what we're talking about today, but maybe we should take a deeper dive into your current health issues. As a WBT listener, I'm offering a free 15-minute phone consultation directly with me so we can investigate what is the underlying root cause of your health issue. If it's an arthritis, where is it coming from? Is it toxicities due to heavy metals? Is it a breakdown in collagen production because of some sort of an interference in vitamin or mineral or nutrient deficiencies? You know, the challenge is most conventional physicians, they rarely ever check your minerals and your vitamins and your nutrients. They'll do basic things like calcium and potassium and phosphorus, which is more for your bone health, and that's important, but they usually don't check for toxins, heavy metals, pesticides, or even things like the deficiencies in certain vitamins. You get the right kinds of testing and your body can give you the answer that you're looking for by revealing to you the root cause. And here's the joy of it, guys. If you know the root cause, now we know the treatments and the methods that you can begin to implement to heal yourself. So again, I'm offering a free 15-minute consultation. If you're listening today and you're going, yep, my joints hurt and my back, I've got a disc issue, I've got arthritis, or you have something going on with your health that you're like, hey, this is a massive issue, diabetes, heart disease, thyroid conditions, why don't you give us a ring? Let's get connected and we'll do this consultation call at no cost to you whatsoever. Simply text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. And my team will connect with you and get you into my call schedule so we can find the underlying root issue and we can point you in a direction towards healing. Again, consultation, name and email to 704-906-2094. Hey, before we go on this commercial break, did you know that the conventional treatments for arthritis can actually cause other health issues? Your classic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, this would be sort of the over-the-counter NSAID, right? Your aspirins and Advils, and even some of the prescriptive NSAIDs have been shown to decrease the stomach lining, lead to ulcers, increase food sensitivities. And this is the key, guys. The more sensitive you are to foods, the more you react and become inflamed, and the more we get reactive arthritis. So notice how some of the medications that we use to cover up the symptoms actually cause the underlying root cause to become worse. We know that the decreasing of the lining in your stomach and your intestines from an NSAID will decrease nutrient absorption. So therefore, vitamins and minerals aren't absorbed to their fullest rate. And again, it blocks collagen production. So therefore, your joints don't regenerate and instead they degenerate. Now, here's a kicker I want all of you to understand. Many times people will end up getting injections, either a corticosteroid or some sort of a steroid injection into a joint that's arthritic. Okay. Recently, it's been discovered that repeated steroid injections into an arthritic joint can actually cause bone degradation and decay of that joint. So much so that many physicians today are recommending that you don't do more than 3 injections into one joint region, simply because it might cover the pain, but it actually causes more damage. There was a significant cartilage volume loss for people who had injected steroids into their joints with repeated use. So the non-steroid anti-inflammatories can destroy the lining of your intestines and your stomach, leading to nutrient deficiencies, and also they can cause issues with your kidneys and your liver. Steroid injections end up actually decreasing bone strength and they cause degradation of the tissues. So isn't it odd, right? The primary methods of treating arthritis conventionally make the underlying root cause worse, which is ultimately going to make the arthritis worse. So it's just like I mentioned with that check engine light. If the engine light is going off on your car and you cover it up, the issue's only going to get worse. But if you actually go to someone who knows how to diagnose and can discover what the engine light is from, you fix that, engine light goes off, car's now working properly. So let's use the analogy. You have arthritis, you have joint pains, you have degeneration. You now go to someone who can help you find the cause. What is the inflammation source? Is it a collagen breakdown? And then you repair that, and then the body can regenerate and repair by itself. Hey, if you're interested in a free consultation with myself and our team, text the word consult, name and email to 704-906-2094. This is the Ask Dr. Earn Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I love the fact that we are here today having a deep dive conversation about a condition that affects so many Americans, arthritis and or joint pains. We discussed at the top of the hour how the number one cause of arthritis, and we're not talking about what you think it is. It's not your age. It's not your genetics. It's the fact that your collagen production has decreased because of a breakdown in your collagen metabolism. The number one reason for this is because of vitamin C deficiency and also heavy metal toxicities and pesticide toxicities. There have been studies showing that if you have metals, pesticides, and you're vitamin C deficient, it actually closes the gene in your body that produces collagen. So therefore, the presence of these toxins and the lack of this correct nutrient, vitamin C, means your productivity in collagen decreases and thus your joints start to pay the price. Now, why have so many people connected this to age? Well, it takes years for the accumulation of heavy metals and pesticides and vitamin C deficiency to produce the lack of collagen production. We typically see in those people between 40, 45, 50, they're starting already to show signs metabolically. We have tests that can be done to see how much collagen production a person is having. And when we see collagen breakdown, we know already that's a road towards arthritis, that's a road towards degeneration, even if you haven't been diagnosed. We discussed also that your weight is directly connected to your likelihood of having arthritis, not just because of the physical pressure that weight places on your joints, but listen to what the University of Michigan School of Public Health says. Quote, adipose tissue, i.e. fat, was once considered just a passive storage of energy, meaning they thought if you just had fat, it would stay on your body and just be there until you burned it. But now it's recognized as a highly metabolic endocrine organ. So your fat is actually an organ tissue. It secretes active ingredients in resulting cytokines, leptin, adiponectin, and over the past decade, there's been a very interest in these adipocytokines, which are fat-based cytokines, because it's been an intense area of study with respect to osteoarthritis based on evidence. Now, again, this is the University of Michigan School of Public Health, evidence that fat-based adipocytokines can play an important role in the metabolism of cartilage, the homeostasis of collagen, and is an emerging potential therapeutic target for arthritis. Meaning, if you reduce the adipocytokines, the fat-based cytokines, you reduce the joint damage, the joint inflammation, and the pain. So this is why so many people say, well, when I lost 10 pounds, my joints now feel better. It wasn't always just because the physical pressure that the fat and the extra weight placed on your joints. According to the University of Michigan, it is because the actual hormones themselves create a degradation reaction within the joint because of a cytokine response. So case in point, some people that are overweight and have arthritis tend to have them in the joints that don't have the fat around it, in their hands, for example, as opposed to their hips or their knees. And it's simply because, again, of a breakdown due to a cytokine reaction within the body. We discussed how your diet is a huge player because arthritis is an inflammatory condition. The itis implies inflammation. Arth is the medical term for joint, so arthritis, arthitis, is simply joint inflammation. And we discussed that the classic Americanized diet, high in grains, high in processed sugars, and inflammatory food ingredients, leads to what is now being termed as reactive arthritis, dietarily induced arthritis, which means when you cut out reactive foods, grains and dairies and corn and rice, nightshades, eggplants, tomatoes, etc. These are all our classic reactive foods. Many people say, well, you know, my arthritis is starting to feel better. My joints feel better because you're not inflaming the tissue. We discussed how blood sugar imbalances, so elevations in blood sugar, not just being diabetic, but having slightly high blood sugar responses, creates an inflammation response that leads to degradation of joint tissues and blocks collagen production. This is why almost 56% of type 2 diabetics have arthritis, whereas only about 20 to 25% of people without diabetes have arthritis. It's doubling the risk because of having elevated blood sugars. And lastly, we talked about how the alignment of the joint in question is very important when it comes to the likelihood of having or reversing arthritis. When a joint is out of alignment, the normal use creates a rub or a wear and tear that is abnormal. We use the analogy of a car having the alignment be out and the tires wear faster on the inside or the outside based upon the alignment. It's not that they're supposed to do that. It's simply because the car is out of alignment and that's why it's wearing down. So when you realign the car, now the tires wear naturally the way they should, evenly. The difference between a tire is it's an inanimate object. It's not living. It can't replace itself. But the joints and the joint tissues you have inside your body, they are living structures. They can actually regenerate. And you can, to some degree, regrow joint tissue if you catch it quick enough to where there hasn't been full loss bone-to-bone osteoarthritis. So we now know these five things are the classic causes of arthritis. So now, of course, let's talk about what you can do to repair these and get your body moving and working again. Obviously, one of the biggest ways that we can work on helping you to maintain your weight is by doing two things. Let's change your foods and get you into an anti-inflammatory, sort of anti-arthritic diet. And let's get your body into a fasting state, because it's been shown that when you enter into a fasting state, a state of ketosis, if you'll call it, you actually stimulate stem cell production, which can help to reinvigorate the joint tissues in the areas of arthritis and create some natural regeneration. An anti-arthritic diet is going to be full of the following. Ready? Omega-3 fatty acids. These are foods that are found in things like wild-caught fish. Salmon being one of the most important, highest-packed omega-3 fatty acid foods you can find. Other sources include grass-fed beef, flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts. These are all great choices of your omega-3 fatty acids. Number two, an anti-arthritic diet is going to be high in foods that contain sulfur. Sulfur contains a specific form called methyl sulfonyl methane, and that's MSM by abbreviation. This can be shown to reduce joint inflammation, but here you go, guys. Ready? It helps to engage the rebuild of your tissues. MSM has been shown to reduce pain in individuals that have arthritis in their joints, also in their spine. It can reduce pain within the neck and the back, and it has the function to be able to inhibit the swelling and the inflammation. Some great sources of sulfur-based food products are going to be onions, garlic, asparagus, and cabbage. All right, if we want to increase the collagen productivity, bone broth is one of the best natural sources of collagen. It also contains specific amino acids called proline and glycine that help to rebuild the connective tissue around the joint. Additionally, bone broth is known to have chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine, which are antioxidants that help to decrease inflammation and help to also stimulate collagen production for regeneration. Notice the MSM from the sulfur-containing foods activates regeneration. The collagen found in the bone broth activates regeneration. Anti-inflammatory foods high in antioxidants will decrease the swelling and the inflammation. This is going to be your colored fruits, berries most specifically, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, colored vegetables, and anything that's packed with vitamin C, vitamin A, magnesium, potassium, etc. Okay, typically if you're looking for sort of assistance within your diet, head on over to AskDrErnst.com, click on recipes. We have an entire set of what we call phase one food groups. These are the foods that are most anti-inflammatory, the greatest amount of antioxidants, and their entire meals and recipes that you can implement now to help you with regeneration to your joints. Some of the best sources of antioxidants include green leafy vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, papaya, which contains a specific enzyme that can help to reduce inflammation, avocados, and pineapples, all loaded with the anti-inflammatory nutrients that we need. Okay, so we've done now the effects of boosting our collagen productivity by using bone broths and fasting. We've increased our consumption of the anti-inflammatory foods, which is going to help to decrease the inflammation. We're using our sulfur-based food groups that helps to get regeneration. We're using bone broths so we can have collagen productivity go up. You can even supplement and use collagen as a peptide. It's a powdered supplement that you can add to your coffee or your tea or your smoothies or to water directly and drink it. Collagen productivity does decrease as we age, and the number one thing we need to do is stimulate the natural productivity of collagen. Remove the pesticides, remove the heavy metals, work on your vitamin deficiencies, most specifically vitamin C, D, and K, and you'll find naturally your collagen productivity can start to go up. One component that helps drastically with arthritis is chiropractic care. And I think this is a case in point that makes just perfect sense. If a joint is out of alignment, it's going to wear abnormally as you use it. And degradation in joint tissue, known as osteoarthritis or degenerative arthritis, is commonly also found in the spine, most specifically usually within the neck and the lower back. And what's unique is it's often always found in specific regions in the neck and the lower back, the lowest part of the neck and the lowest part of your back. And that's because it's the hinge where your body transfers the stress as it's traveling through your spine. So if there's an alignment issue between the C5, 6, and 7 joints, they're going to degenerate and wear faster. Same thing with the L4, L5, and S1 joints. And you know what's interesting is a lot of people will say to us, oh yeah, yes, I have a bad disc at those regions, or I have arthritis at those regions, and they claim it as if it's the cause of their challenge. In fact, it's the reason things hurt, but the underlying root cause is often the alignment of those joints. Chiropractic care has been around for more than 125 years, and chiropractors have been successfully helping people reduce joint inflammation, increase joint motion, decrease pain, and also stimulate some regeneration to the tissue. It is one of the best ways to have a non-risk, like you would have risks with medications, a non-risk effect of increasing joint space, mobility, and reducing inflammation. As a chiropractor myself, I've seen hundreds of patients have arthritis, discomfort in joints, neck pain, back pain, get significant and even sometimes complete resolution of not just their pain, but also regeneration of the joint tissues. X-ray confirmed regrowth of disc spaces. We have seen it. It's something that you can engage in. And I'd like to say, if you're looking for that, why don't we connect? Okay, all during the show today, I've been offering a 15-minute free phone consultation where you and I can talk directly about whatever your health condition is. If it's an arthritis, okay, where's the joint? Where is it located? Have you discovered what the underlying root cause is? What are the tests that can help you to find out if you have a vitamin, a mineral, or a nutrient deficiency, a heavy metal toxicity, or an alignment issue? And we have special offers for those of you listening today, absolutely free, this phone call consultation. If you'd like to do that, text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. The word consult, your name, and then we'll connect and we'll help you to find out exactly what you can do to solve your root health issue. Okay, in addition to chiropractic care, listen to this. In 2020, the research article Pain Medicine found that if you adopt a low carbohydrate, high fat, ketogenic diet, you can not only reduce pain and joint inflammation, but it activates a process known as cellular autophagy. It's a fancy phrase for meaning that your body actually goes in and cleans out and eats the diseased tissues. It will consume the diagnosis of arthritis. It will eat the joint tissue up to allow it to regenerate. Autophagy is the natural process of one cell dying and another cell coming back to replace it. And the study confirmed that the autophagy reduced inflammation, increased blood flow, helped to reduce blood sugar levels, reduced inflammation completely throughout the body, engaged fat loss, so weight loss, and it's hitting basically every aspect of what we said causes arthritis. Following a ketotic diet can increase collagen production, decrease your weight, help you to become less inflamed, regulate your blood sugars. And if you combine that with chiropractic care, now you're getting the realignment of the joint, and this is where we see regeneration start to take place. Another thing you can do to enhance your ketotic diet is begin to do what's called intermittent fasting. It's a great way to support and encourage the ketotic state. It's a method of basically cycling when you eat your foods. You skip breakfast, you eat lunch and dinner. You skip breakfast, eat lunch and dinner. And you do it on a repeating pattern. In a 2019 study that was published in the journal Nutrients, intermittent fasting had the greatest impact on joint pain and inflammation compared to taking over-the-counter and even prescriptive medications. So simply decreasing your sugar consumption, increasing your fat consumption, using an intermittent pattern can help your body to become ketotic, and you induce this autophagy or the regeneration of joint tissue, and then your arthritis can start to heal. Okay, one other component that can help drastically is the use of proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes help you with not only increasing your digestion effect, because they are the enzymes needed for metabolism, but proteolytic enzymes, this would be digestive enzymes or anything you use to help you digest your food, have been found to have an anti-inflammatory effect, mostly because they improve overall gut health and immunity. There's been some research that shows by simply adding a digestive enzyme to your daily routine whenever you eat food, you can decrease pain, decrease swelling associated with arthritis, increase mobility, and even increase the chances of fighting chronic infections and other inflammatory responses that can cause arthritis. Now, if you want to have a sort of powerhouse replacement, to some of the medications that you're using, I want you to start looking into ginger and turmeric oils. Ginger contains certain chemical compounds that have natural analgesic and anti-inflammatory effects on the body. In various research articles, I found one in the Journal of Medicinal Foods that showed the extracts from ginger can block the cytokine reaction, which is the inflammation, and actually can be more effective than taking a over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. This was a 2005 study published in the Journal of Medicinal Foods showing, again, ginger extracts were stronger in their effect than just an over-the-counter medication. Turmeric has more than 100 active components individually in it that we know are medicinal. One of the most common is curcumin, which has been shown to be one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories on the planet today. It has an anti-arthritic effect because it inhibits the inflammation inside the joint. It can reduce the swelling and the fluid or the edema in the joint, and it's been shown to slow the degradation of joint tissue damage because of the fact that it has this global anti-inflammatory process. One study that was conducted in the Nirmala Medical Center in India found that curcumin, when consumed, had the highest benefit over any of the medications with no negative side effects whatsoever, and patients had a significant reduction in their joint pain, swelling, and the arthritis simply by using turmeric oils and ginger oils. Now, these can be either applied directly to your skin with a carrier oil, so you would want to use like coconut oil as a base, maybe 4 or 5 drops of ginger oil or turmeric oil, and rub that into your hip or your back or your neck or your skin, wherever, and the anti-inflammatory effect kicks in locally. Or if you're using a therapeutic grade version of the oil, you can actually consume these by putting them into a capsule and swallowing them. If you need some more information about this, head on over to AskDrErnst.com, type in natural painkillers. We have an entire article that talks about how to use ginger and turmeric as an anti-inflammatory. So in summary, the show is about arthritis. Arth meaning joint, itis meaning inflammation, and that tells you that the underlying root cause is an inflammatory process. We know that the most common causes are the decreasing production of your collagen, so a breakdown in collagen metabolism, increase in your weight, so you're holding onto your fat instead of burning it, a diet that's highly inflammatory, blood sugar imbalances, even if you're not a diabetic, and joint alignment issues. So therefore, by knowing these underlying root causes, you can apply corrective therapies to fix this. Chiropractic and physiotherapies for the alignment, dietary detoxification and nutritional components to boost your body's ability to heal by itself. And I promise you one thing, your arthritis can become a thing of the past when you stop covering it up and medicating symptoms and you instead go to root causes. Hey, if you're looking for natural answers to your health, be it your arthritis or a condition that you're diagnosed with, if it's medications you'd like to reduce and or eliminate, if it's a diagnosis you'd like to erase, if it's joint pains and arthritic issues you'd like to get rid of, why don't you connect with us? We're offering a free 15-minute phone consultation so we can dive deep into your health issues, discuss the kind of testing you can get to find the root cause and point you in a direction towards solving your health issues. That consultation call is absolutely free for our WBT listeners. Simply text the word consult with your name and email to 704-597-7490. I apologize. That is my office number. You need to text our text line, 704-906-2094. Again, the word consult, your name and email to 704-906-2094. My team will connect with you. They'll get you into my call schedule, and we will find out what you can do to become your own doctor and heal yourself. Thanks for tuning in this week. I look forward to seeing you guys each and every Saturday right here on News Talk 1110 WBT, 3 p.m. on Saturdays with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Until next week, be blessed.